Welcome to Exploring Possibilities, a show about holistic spirituality. I'm your hostess, Cheryl Sitz, and if you're just finding our show, be sure to check out our website at journeyofpossibilities.com. You'll find a whole library of past guests, many, many interesting shows there. You can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher, and if you do listen there, do me a favor and rate us as well so that other people can find our show. And if you subscribe, then you'll never miss an episode. We'll be introducing today's guest right after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Mario with Tech Life Balance, and I've been in the IT field for about 20 years. I have a big range of experience. I've worked with PCs, I've worked with servers, I've done online marketing strategies, I do websites, I even build online communities and help produce the podcast that you're listening to right now. I've actually been involved in IT so much that I got lost in all the technology, and technology was taking over me. And I'm not saying to unplug or anything like that. What I'm saying is find a balance. I know I did. It took a traumatic event for me to learn that capability, and it was a challenge. And there are obstacles, and there's things you run into that sometimes you don't realize you're even doing. So I designed a program to help you do that by looking at all your technologies and just helping you embrace it in a way that it's smoothed into your life. And I like to say that we log in, log out, and break free so we can have a life. Contact us at techlifebalance.net and let us know what we can help you with. Enjoy the podcast.
There is so much going on at Journey of Possibilities. I tell you what, we have got a brand new e-magazine that is coming out just this week. And yeah, there's no pressure there. So we're putting all the finishing touches on that. And the intention behind the magazine is to let you explore all facets of holistic spirituality through some of the great people that I've met. So there's lots of good content in there, and it's going to be free to you. So you can find out more and subscribe so that you don't miss an issue at journeyofpossibilities.com. And while you're there, check out the homepage. Great pictures of Peru on there. We are going to Peru this October, and we are going to have a private ceremony with the shaman there. And then he is going to take us to Machu Picchu. So it's going to be a really spectacular time, and we'd love to have you join us. Mario's done a lot of shopping on that, and we've put together a really nice event down there that is fabulously priced. So definitely check that out too. All of that is at journeyofpossibilities.com. Now, without further ado, today's guest is Natalie Jacara. Natalie is the owner of Cafe Gratitude in Kansas City, and I had the pleasure of visiting there when I went to see some friends, and I fell in love with it. So I knew anybody behind such a beautiful location would be worth talking to today, and she's graced us with her presence. So welcome, Natalie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us.
Of course. Thanks for asking.
You seem to be up to all kinds of stuff, as I've been discovering. So I really wanted to have you on the show and kind of get to know you a little better and how you came to open such a unique place in Kansas City and what your journey up to that point kind of looked like. Have you always been about gratitude and consciousness and awakening, or has that been a path for you?
Definitely a path. There was a lot of my life where I felt like I was in the dark, and a lot of struggle for sure. It's sort of interesting how I came to own Cafe Gratitude. It was not something that I thought, I would dream of having a coffee shop when I was a little girl, but I didn't think of having a restaurant, and it wasn't something that I was planning for. And I would say around the age of 8, a kid called me Fat Nat. And I was a little pudgy, and it just so happened that he struck a nerve with me. I found out later that he called most of the girls in the class some sort of name, mostly something around being fat. But for me, it really struck a chord, and it became something with me where my life became about not being fat. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, my diet wasn't the best. I just started to look at how to eat, and I went on so many diets from that young age. Like, I did the cabbage soup diet, and then so many different diets. And then I went into extra to teach fitness classes. It was interesting though, that no matter what I did and no matter how skinny I got, that feeling, was always there. That sort of empty feeling was always there. And then I ended up on a business trip in San Francisco, and a friend recommended that I go eat at Cafe Gratitude. And thankfully, I went there for my first meal, and I ended up eating as many meals there as I could, and I fell in love with it. And at this time, I was eating mostly based on calories. And I was quite annoyed when I found out that they didn't have calorie information for their food. It was the last meal that I ate that I took it to go, and I was eating it on the plane. And every bite that I took, I was eating. So the way that Cafe Gratitude names their food items is with an affirmation. So there's, I am happy, I'm ecstatic, I'm playful, I'm joyous. And so I was eating an I am fabulous. And every bite that I took, I was saying to myself, I'm fabulous, I'm fabulous. Oh my God, I'm fabulous. Like, it was a mantra, and I was having so much fun and thoroughly enjoying myself. And then when I took the last bite, this huge light bulb went off inside of me, that where I realized for a moment in time, I had a different eating experience for as long as I could remember. Mm-hmm. And it was like this elevated space where I realized how I normally had eaten was from a space of complete fear of, is this bite going to make me fat, or is that bite going to make me fat, or how many calories does that have? Having that different experience completely shifted me. And I would say, before that, I had a form of an eating disorder that I didn't realize, but that was like the start of the healing of my eating disorder and my relationship with myself. And I didn't know right away that I was going to open Cafe Gratitude, but that's what got me on the path.
That is such a powerful story, what you're saying about the emotion with which we eat and what that does to the food and our energy and our body and our self-esteem and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I can say for me, you know, and then it was funny at the way the type of food Cafe Gratitude served at that time was predominantly raw and vegan and organic. And so then I was thinking it was like what I've done with all other diets. Oh, this is the answer. It's raw and it's vegan and it's organic. And those are definitely have definitely made a difference and shifted my body. Just getting, I would say, closer to food made naturally or closer to its original source. But really, the thing that I think made the biggest difference was how I was feeling and what I was saying to myself, and just the whole thing, the whole experience was just transformational.
Well, so let's jump a little bit into Cafe Gratitude, because I've been there and you've obviously been there because you're the owner. What is the Cafe Gratitude experience? How do you describe it to somebody that's never been to Cafe Gratitude?
Well, some people have said you have happy people here. So the experience is the intention is to have from our customers, from our diners to our employees, to have the experience of being grateful for life, no matter what the circumstances are, that there's always something, a particular view, a particular way you can look at something that you see the gift or you see the beauty of it. It's really about like life is great.
So how do you create that for people?
So there's the affirmations on the menu. So you would order it. I am happy. I am alive. And when we serve you, we affirm you, and we would say you are happy, you are alive, whatever it is that you ordered. There's also a question of the day that we ask every day. And you can answer it if you're with other people at the table, or just ponder it, or you can answer the waitress or waiter. Those are questions like, what are you grateful for? What do you love about your life? What do you love about your community? What are you passionate about? What's your dream? So it's different every day, and it's really fun. You get a different question whenever you come in, that you get a, whenever I have the question asked of me, it sort of like has me pause and become present and reflect on my life in a way that has me feel positive.
How do you keep your staff positive and happy and feeling like that? I would think by creating that energy with the customers that it would help keep it alive for them. But what kind of fuels them up and makes them this positive presence that interacts with everyone who comes in?
So we practice something at Cafe Gratitude called Sacred Commerce. And there are different practices put in place that really help create an environment for, the gratitude to show up. And so a few of those things are, we have a policy of no gossip. It doesn't mean gossip doesn't happen. It's just that when it comes up, we deal with it. Mostly what happens when people gossip is they're usually bothered by something and they don't know how to say what they're saying. And so our managers will mediate those conversations and help, say, two employees get back on track with one another so that it's like nothing happened and the whatever situation needed to be talked about gets talked about and life goes on. And also having an environment where, you know, people aren't talking bad about you creates this amazing community and connection of safety. Yeah. That really has people thrive and open up to each other. So that's one of the foundations of what we have. There's also another one. It's called a clearing process that they do every day before their shift, before every shift. And inside of the clearing process, there are three different parts. The first part is if there's something bothering you, you know, most places of work, it's leave your stuff at the door and sort of like pretend that isn't there. But I don't know about you, but that's sort of hard for me to pretend like something isn't there.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very authentic.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're just like bring that in. And the whole process is, so there's the question of the day that we have. And then inside of the clearing process, the first question is some version of, you know, like what's on your mind or what's bothering you right now, if anything, and where are you stuck? And the purpose of that is to have them get to a place of feeling. So we don't coach them on it. Whatever they share is not repeated ever again. It's this place where they get to come and get present to what's happening in their lives that maybe it's not serving them so much, or they're not dealing with it, or they're pushing it away. And they just for a moment get to be with it and experience it and feel it and then move on. And then they get asked the question of the day, like, what do you love about your life, that pulls them back up. And then the person who is clearing them acknowledges them for some way of being, not necessarily for something that they do, but a quality that they see in them that they really appreciate. And that piece I really love, because it not only helps the person who's getting cleared, but it's helping the person clear them to see that person, and it has that person feel seen.
That's really awesome. I'm thinking you guys could take this into families and transform families, you know, because we tend to do that with people. And work does become like another family, right? Another little soul group of, we see each other day after day and we start to feel like we see more of our coworkers sometimes than our families. But even among families, often that's where we take our junk. That's where we forget to remind each other of the beauty we see in each other. That's where we don't know how to resolve our differences. All of these skills seem like they would be great in the homes as well.
Totally. Yeah. And the original creators of Cafe Gratitude, Matthew and Tercy Englehart, they have workshops and books with all of these tools inside of them. And so there's one called Kindred Spirit, which is about any sort of relationship that could be used for the home that you're talking about. And these tools are in there as well. And they have Sacred Commerce. And some of, you know, there's some overlapping for sure. But yeah, it's those are two of the biggest things that we do. And then there's another one that I like that we practice at the cafe in Sacred Commerce, and that's we celebrate mistakes. So anytime someone makes a mistake, like I've heard a whole tray of plates crashing down, and
and
you know, it's a human moment. They likely 99% of the time didn't do it on purpose. probably 99.9% of the time, like they just made a mistake. And so they say, we made a mistake. And then we all celebrate and cheer for them instead of creating like guilt or shame and, oh no, I'm going to get in trouble. It's like, no, it's like, great going. So I know that that's transformed a lot for some people when they kept making mistakes and then they were beating themselves up for it. And that just kept it going. And I've seen some rather big transformations in some of my employees' lives just from having the space, like, it's okay, it's okay. Like what's really going on, you know, and having those real conversations.
Wow. That is really powerful. Yeah. I mean, I grew up, I've shared before on the show, I grew up in a pretty strict, perfectionistic kind of environment. So mistakes were definitely not celebrated. And I imagine the way that feels to be on the receiving end of that and have a mistake and cringe just habitually only to have people support you and love you through it. That would be really powerful for somebody.
Yeah. You just made me think about my my former self. I used to be such a perfectionist. This is probably why it's made such a profound difference for me too. It's like having the space to be human.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I can see how there's healing through the food. I can see how there's healing through the environment. I can see how there's healing through the processes that you guys have. How long have you had Cafe Gratitude there in Kansas City?
Almost 4 years. The opening date was on May 1st in 2012.
Wow, that's exciting. I know it was pretty packed when I went there and I could see why. It was wonderful. And you can feel the difference when you walk in. Even if you don't know that you haven't walked into just another coffee shop, you know it the minute you get in there. It's very different atmosphere, very friendly atmosphere. And it's like from the moment you walk in the door, there's no strangers. Everybody's talking to everybody. There's no separate tables and you mind your business and I mind my business. The whole place feels like a community.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful to visit a place like that and see what's possible. It seems like that's what I've been doing ever since I launched Journey of Possibilities is having these experiences to see what's possible. And you guys are doing it not like many other things I've experienced in private ceremonies and things. You've made it a very public thing to show how community can be and how gratitude can change your life and all of these beautiful things. So thank you for what you're doing. And what's next? Are you going to expand Cafe Gratitude? Are you going to open another one? Are you going in a different direction? How has this kind of given you vision moving forward?
Well, for now, there's something else that's coming through me that's wants me to give birth to it. And it's still, I guess, still in the womb, so to speak. And it's funny when I think about it. So it's called synchronicity, or it will have something to do. The theme of it is synchronicity.
Oh, I like that.
And as I was telling you the story about the kid that called me Fat Nat, prior to the change of my diet, one of the things that I would do have for breakfast regularly was donuts. And then they became off limits and they became bad. And so this next place, one of the main components of it has to do with donuts. And it came completely, it was a complete joke, that one day turned into, hey, maybe I should open a place called Synchronicity Donut. It's evolved from there. So I was looking at, prior to this, I was going to open up a juice shop, you know, the juice, like the green juices, and those were popping up all over the place in New York and in LA on every corner. And I was noticing the increasing juice business that we were having at Cafe Gratitude in Kansas City.
Right.
And so it got me thinking. And so I started to plan to have like a juice business, and it was going to be like getting in touch with your roots. And it was sort of serious. And then one day I was in New York and I was doing work for the cafe. I was sitting at this deli and I looked over at this display case of donuts, and I took a picture and I sent it to my kitchen manager at the time and my husband at the time. And had this email exchange and they were like, don't do it. I'm like, they're tempting me. It was hilarious. And then, somebody said, because I had just gotten back from a trip where all I wanted was passion fruit and they didn't have it there, and they had a passion fruit donut at this place. And they replied, Synchronicity Donut. And then also in the chain was Gateway Donut. And it was hilarious. And almost every day, my kitchen manager and I would say to each other, Synchronicity Donut, and then crack up for the next couple of months. And then I was at this transformational weekend, and a girlfriend and I had two really crazy synchronicities in one weekend, and then two that were like, they got our attention mostly because there were the two other big synchronicities happening. And I ended up calling my kitchen manager, telling her about it. We were having the synchronicity donut last still. And then I said, maybe I should open up a place called Synchronicity Donut. And she goes, yeah, you should. And I was like, really kidding. And then that sort of became real then. And then I said, what am I going to do with the juices? And she goes, serve them with them. And I said, green juice and donuts, that they don't really go together. And she's like, why not? And then when I think back about it, if I'm going to have a donut, I'm going to have a green juice, because there's like a sort of balancing out that happens for me with that. It's like to deal, like there's just something my body likes about having the two close to each other, not necessarily with each other, but around the same time. So it's been this ridiculously fun discovery of synchronicities and creating a world where people open up to synchronistic, the synchronicity in their life, which for me, I really see as the divine guiding us on our path.
Yes, I agree with that. Synchronicities mm-hmm. have been huge in my life. And I like your story. And you know what? At first, I laughed when you talked about juices and donuts together, because I'm mm-hmm. trying to imagine my kale juice and my you know, chocolate donut or whatever kind of donut. But you're right. It really is kind of the yin and yang of things, isn't it? It's the, if we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the whole thing balances out and you get to have your treat, both kinds of treats.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, and then there's going to be a gateway donut. And with the gateway donut, when you eat it, there's for a lot of the different elements to it, there's going to be some sort of, I guess, ritual included with it. So with the gateway donut, it's you eating it, you're saying yes to stepping into this world of magic and deep connections and ridiculous fun and sort of like what I believe is divinely intended for us to experience, that you're saying yes to stepping into that world and creating that for yourself. And, you know, if you forget, you can always eat it again, but you always have that memory of saying yes to that.
I love that. And now I want a donut too.
Right.
But you're so right. It is about the intention and about what our consciousness is while we're eating, going all the way back to your airplane story and just being in joy and gratitude as we're eating and what we're focusing our attention on. So that's great. What a great opportunity to serve somebody a donut and shift their focus, if only for a moment, and then believe that that'll be the beginning of many moments.
Right. Yeah.
I know that when I went to Vipassana and did my silent meditation retreat, I met some people there who practice Buddhism who were talking about the intention with which food is prepared. And it really raised my awareness for the first time about when I eat out or wherever I go, how important it is the emotions that go into the food that I'm served, and if the cook's angry or whatever. And I'm thinking of that, thinking also about now what you've created. And if your staff is happy and grateful and being in love and supported, I have to imagine that the food is prepared with love, and that alone would make it taste different.
I mean, it's hard. Yes. On our mission statement, part of it is our food is made with love. And I do believe it's felt. I actually do believe it's maybe not tasted, but felt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
but it could be tasted too, you know.
Yeah. Well, and the more aware we become as consumers too about who we choose to support if we do eat outside of our home, well, bringing it home and how we feel when we prepare our food, and is I believe much of the blessing that we're giving our food is what the energy we're putting into it. But then taking that out and being conscious about where we eat out and what the energy is that feels like in the place, and is this a loving place? I prefer mom and pop restaurants and small business owners where I feel like the attitude is better. There is more love present. You can feel it when you walk into a place, certainly into Cafe Gratitude.
And even if it's not, it's what you're holding and what we're holding in our hearts as well when we go to a place that maybe needs a little bit of love too.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
It's an exchange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so do you see synchronicities or synchronistic donut or whatever you choose to call this being something else that you offer Kansas City, or aren't you kind of migrating? Is it back to the West Coast, or how did all of that come about for you?
So I feel like for me, this is my way. So I brought a part of California to Kansas City. So for me, for the first one, I'm bringing a part of Kansas City, which would be me, to California. And so the first one I see happening in Los Angeles. Part of the reason for that is because it's always been my dream to live in Southern California. And so it's finally time to make that dream come true.
Good for you.
And yeah, and there's a love story that I tell between the donut and the juice. And for right now, it feels a little more appropriate for, say, the West Coast than it does Kansas City. And I wish I have a very, very rough draft visual of it, but I'll give you the oral version of this love story.
Great.
So first, it starts with the donut, and the donut is born whole, so without the center, the hole in the center. And then one day it's going along and it gets in an accident and it lands on a rock and the hole gets created. And it says, "Oh no, no one's ever going to love me now. I'm broken and I'm ugly," and kind of, does that thing that we do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And then goes over to the story of the juice. And so the juice is born with a thin neck into a family of juice of fat necks. And it checks itself out and notices that it's different. And it says, "Oh no, what's wrong with me? Why is my neck so skinny when everyone else's is thick and fat and bigger?
Mm-hmm.
I don't belong." And the donut and the juice, they live life feeling broken and out of place. And then one day the donut's rolling down a hill and the juice just so happened to be at the bottom of the hill. And the donut lands directly on the juice and says, "Wow, thanks for catching me. My pleasure." And then like the sky gets brighter and the colors get more alive and they really connect. And the donut says, "Wow, you feel good." And the juice says, "So do you." And then suddenly both of them realize something. If I never got in the accident and got this hole, I wouldn't be able to connect with the juice like this. And if I would have been born the way the rest of all the juices were, I wouldn't be able to connect like this. And then suddenly they both become grateful for the way that they are. And from here, they go on to share their newfound wholeness with the world. And I show these different pictures of by creating, like, in this little donut baby, so the donut juice in the center. So by creating a new world of magical moments where we connect, discover our wholeness and uniqueness, have a ton of fun, experience love, and share ourselves with the world.
Wow, that is such a great story. I've just been sitting over here grinning like a little kid at story time. I love it.
Yeah. And so that, the love story between them, it's it could probably work in Kansas City, but one of the main pieces that I want to bring out with that is bringing out our, there's definitely a sexual piece to it, of course, but it's not the sexual piece that I want to focus on. It's the love and the connection and also our creative energy. And what do we do with that creative energy that all of us have? What do we want to create with it? We could create children with it. We can also create so many things with it. And that's like an undertone of what synchronicity is about.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's funny you're bringing that up because I've been having those conversations lately and it's so true. I didn't have children. I helped raise children, but I didn't have children. But yet I am really using my creative energies in this podcast and now in this magazine that's coming out and other hobbies and things, whether it's chanting or whatever I'm learning at the time. I really enjoy this whole holistic spiritual path. And it's such a space for creating positive energy, healing for ourselves, healing for the people around us. So I love that you're promoting this in such a very unique way.
Yeah, thanks. And even when we create businesses, like, you know, for me, my everything I've created, particularly businesses, it does feel like a child.
Yes.
Yeah. So the more conscious we are of that, of our power, looking for the right word, but our just how powerful we are as powerful creators,
yes,
all of us, is one of the, and not, there's sort of an opening around the sexuality and the sexual energy, not to have people go have sex with each other, unless that makes them really happy, but more like, this is a beautiful energy that we have to, yes, really create something with. Yeah.
Yes. And also bringing to that different energies, Mario and I work on a lot of these projects together, and we bring different energy. We bring the masculine and the feminine, but we also bring unique perspectives. And there's so much that you can bring together in co-creating businesses and projects too. So I'm glad that you're bringing all this up. It's so true.
Yeah. And that there's something that's going to be said with the donut babies that talks about that. That when two things come together, and particularly in love, what they create is completely magical and miraculous. And so the donut babies is part of it, but I would even think if you were, say, to buy that and to give it to someone, it could be, and let's say that you're in business with them, or you're like wherever you're creating something, that could be a donut that represents that for that area of your life, where you're creating something with someone else or a group of people, and a reminder of how beautiful it is when we come together and share ourselves with each other.
Yes. And I can see this whole line of customized donut babies. So Mario and I could each get our donut babies, bringing together Journey of Possibilities, and like people could gift each other these donut babies for their congratulations on your new launch of whatever. So yeah, here I am creating a bigger business for you.
No, this is good. This is the stage it's in right now.
Yeah, you know, you've got a lot of potential.
Yeah, I've also been having donut ceremonies, and I'll go, you know, like right now I'm not making the donuts. I just go buy them from other places in Los Angeles, and I get the donuts and sometimes green juice or sometimes different coffee elixirs, and we sit around. So there was one that we did for Leap Day. And the intention was, what is it that you were leaping into for the next 4 years? And we had a ceremony on that, and we would eat a donut every time we were setting our intention, or a bite of a donut. And then on St. Patrick's Day, the theme was on getting lucky. And so we went around and we all shared what it was that where did we want to experience more luck in our lives? And opening ourselves up to that. And it was so cool. One of the attendees had said that she wanted to make more money. And during the ceremony, she got an email saying that, for an unexpected email from a job that she has lined up for the summer, offering her more money for the job she was going to do. So cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So I'm having a lot of fun with it, you know, these things like ceremony and just like, it's such a self-expression of me, because I'm extremely silly and playful and fun and ridiculous, yet at the same time, very profound and deep and meaningful. And so I love bringing these things, all of these together, you know?
Well, and it's very refreshing, because if you know, there are so many people for whom any kind of healing spiritual path has to be very serious, and we've got work to do and it's got to look like this. And then getting around a fresh energy where it's playful and it's fun, and donut ceremonies, that's the greatest thing I've heard all day. Like, it does not have to be so serious and grueling to get there. We can play and have fun and have profound ahas.
I highly recommend that path. But just because it really works for me.
Yes. Well, and the interesting thing that I found in that, in distinguishing the difference, is I don't have my guard up when I'm playing and having fun. Stuff can get through so easily because there's no resistance. It is all about play and fun. And that's when the really big stuff can happen.
Totally. That has definitely been my experience.
Awesome. Yeah. So you've got a lot going on. I was going to ask what's next for you, but clearly it's going to be synchronistic and it's going to be perfect and it's going to be big and I'm going to have to come out to LA.
Yeah, please do. It'd be lovely to meet you in person.
It would be nice. We have a lot of mutual friends, so I would enjoy that. Well, at this point in the show, I like to ask my guests if you have anything else you'd like to share or at least for a parting thought of something you'd like to leave us with.
Great question. I would say that the advice I love to give people is to listen to your heart because I believe the answer is there.
And how do you help them hear their heart if they're so used to listening to their head?
What has them get excited? What has them get passionate? What has that, you know, like that feeling of falling in love? If there's anything remotely close to that, I would say that thing that tugs at you, that it's like, I have to do this before I die. Something like those are all the places I know that I have looked at. For me, just to give you an example, it's like the heart is just so strong. It's like I started my formal career in computer science, and I did that because it was the logical thing to do and the practical, and it was going to make me money and be quote-unquote successful.
Right.
Oh my God, I hated it. I hated it. And meanwhile, I'm studying nutrition on the side, and I'm nutrition and teaching fitness classes. And then, you know, the company I was working for, which ironically was Garmin, why it's ironic for me is that they, their business is based on like showing you where to go.
Yeah.
So intention has definitely served me. And they ended up going into the fitness department, going from, you know, car navigation and plane navigation to fitness products, which is sort of interesting. And I ended up going over into their sales of that department of the fitness products. And while I was doing that job is when I went to San Francisco and then ate at Cafe Gratitude. So there's this, and every time along the way, I got more and more in touch with my passion and my calling and what makes my heart really, really happy.
So it sounds like, if I'm hearing you right, you're saying that having the intention of listening to your heart and following your heart and finding your passion is what opens the doors for it to show itself to you.
I don't know that I had that intention. Like, it was more, this is good. This is, you're having me look at this. This is a great question. It's fun to distinguish this. It was maybe just listening for what's calling you and what's tugging at you. There's always been this strong pull I have felt inside of myself. And being open to that, I think, has made the biggest difference.
Yeah, I was going to say you surrendered to it as it started to show up. So whatever was bringing it up for you, you had to be conscious of, oh, wow, I like this, and continue going through those doors that opened.
Yeah, there was the strong pull to want to be happy, I think, is what it was.
Yeah.
Something in that realm. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think that is an energy we can all connect with. We all have some pull to pursue happiness. And thank you for helping to lay out how that can look.
Yeah, sure.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And I wish you every success in your businesses. I will definitely be back to Cafe Gratitude when I go to visit my friends up there. And definitely now have to come out to LA and check out your new venture. Any timeline on that, or are you just seeing where it goes?
I'm seeing where it goes, but I would like it to be open sometime in the next, I'm going to say year and a half.
Excellent.
Yeah. Sometimes it's on its own timing. You know, Cafe Gratitude, from idea of Cafe Gratitude to opening, took 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens in perfect time, right?
It totally, yes, completely.
Well, thank you, and I wish you all the best. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yes, thanks, Cheryl.
Would you like to be a guest on Exploring Possibilities? Drop me a note at info@journeyofpossibilities.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Exploring Possibilities.